go wrong, and it could have failed. You could open the kitchen, burn the biscuit, dress the green beans. But the things that make the worst dinner parties the worst have nothing to do with food. And that is people who live in our families. After all, it starts slower with a lump in the throat. It's why around the holidays, a flood of love and artful appear with advice. All people make it to their first self-killing service. Dial down the drama, one red flag advisor. The dinner table is not ideal for discussing the hot-button issues that inevitably lead to problems. Be respectful of each other's differences and focus on topics of conversation that foster a spirit of camaraderie and togetherness. According to the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus did not get up one day. And the text we just heard, Jesus' disciples had barely started on the first day, and he throws out a whopper to the conversation starter. Soon I told you, one of you was a stranger. So much for dialing down the ground. Next level minutes are full of confusion. Could it be me? Could it? Yes. And then another vision from Jesus. Yes, one of you is dying with me, what is needed? And no life at all will be better than a life of this. And then again, the Jesus leaves in the grave and breaks the bread. And grace, the long ago night, is so hard to swallow the light. What an uncomfortable dinner that must have been. Maria knows all about uncomfortable dinners. She was with us over 35 years. Her hair drooped from her shoulders to skin and shallow. She wears the tired eyes of a pale man. Matthew walks for 3 months. Martha is 16. Anna is 9. Isabella is 7. But 15-year-old Martha is worried for the most of her family. She resents their poverty. She sees other kids sporting pricey tennis shoes, fiery movies, caressing smartphones. He expresses his disappointment by throwing the door, talking about sleeping and kissing. But Maria has no one to care. She works third shift, sleeps when she can, at least she is there when they get home. Maria keeps them on a tight schedule, homework, dinner, sleeping before bed. Sometimes she leaves a story to the girls in the house. So Martha does homework and Judas and his sister Judas. Their father left almost 5 years ago. He calls every month or so, trying to foresee his father. Of course, the kids talk about him, think about him. When was it on this? Why couldn't I be his friend? Why doesn't he live with him? His absence makes every dinner and the host of a dinner to the old and to the wise. It's usually a leader's dinner. By the end of the month, the trip to the feast center is the only thing that's kind of spent over. So many dinners have canned corn and hot dogs and eggs and beans. And Martha is standing here, kissing the table again. Tonight is Monday, Thursday, so there's no TV after dinner. Maria hurries the kids to home and get a best of peace to try and turn the mask in the seas. Martha was angry about the going to the kids. Why are you making these movies to me? I'm so glad it's so good. I'm not going to ask you again, but you told on me, no one else, when you're wrong. One night, that's not good for you. So finally, there are some of us, stepping down the sidewalk toward the kids. Mom, why are we going to church on Thursday? It's the best. This is the night we remember the love and love of Jesus Christ, the spirit of support and justice. Most of them stand up and sorry to scare us. demonstrates the sanctuaries and living room houses and the shop, sermons preached to radical texts, love and mercies, sermons naming the songs that God has all features, even in the middle of those details